My, my. Don't tell me this is where our game of hide-and-seek comes to its unfortunate conclusion. You know, you aren't half bad at running, but you're crummy at hiding, you know that. Now, I'm the boogeyman, the one that you're afraid of hiding under your bed. The one that was paid to kill you. You should know it's not so simple. No, not like that. If I just did this because I wanted to, that would be one thing, but it's for the money. Your life has value, darling. But the question is it worth more than the bounty? You don't look afraid to die, and that makes me interested. I don't know if it's interested enough to let you walk away. No, because you see, I need something. You're not begging for your life, so what is it? What are you begging for? Those eyes looking like they're looking right through me. Jeez, if you look at me like that, I'm going to feel a little bad. Reflective, maybe. Now, how do you know that name?
Sounds familiar. Megumi who?
Ah.
So we're related, then. Me and Megumi, that is.
And you happen to know him. Yeah, he has my last name.
What does that change right now?
You think it means I'm gonna let you go?
Sorry, but just because you're aware or have some part of his life
doesn't mean that I care.
Or it affects what we are right now in this moment.
Why do you look so confident?
Is it that you think you'd beat me?
No, it can't be.
You're not that stupid.
You have more to you than I thought. I mean, look at you. A grabbable waist. Doughy eyes I could look into for a while. But it looks like you're not a pushover.
No begging for your life yet.
That's a positive. I hate when people do that. I mean, it's so lame. If you're gonna beg for your life, you could spend that same time running, that same time fighting, struggling, even if it's in vain. I mean, if I was weak, well, I guess I don't know what I would do.
Never been there.
But that's not why we're here. Sweetheart, you need to give me a reason. So you think, in that pretty little mind, that you can worm your way out of this by convincing me I'm wrong about the money. That the money doesn't even come close to your worth, that I'm being undercut by whoever put this head out. So you want to hire me, or is it that you think I'd do it for free? You think it's a charity case, that you're just that good? It'd be funny, but it's a little sad too. I do think it's a waste. I mean, look at you. You're full of surprises already. And if I make a mistake here or there, if I keep you by my side, you really think they have someone bigger and scarier to send after you? No, the answer is no, they don't. That's me. You're looking at the biggest, scariest one. I told you, I'm the boogeyman. For all intents and purposes. That's Toji, by the way. You know my last name, clearly. Now, why don't we get down to business, then? So you're going to try and buy me out,
But that has a bit of a problem, you see. Because my reputation, I have a 100% kill rate. You want it to be 99.8. Well, what makes those percentage points special is my pride. You think that that's nothing I would kill for? Then you're out of your mind. More so than even me. But fine, I'll bite. You mean to tell me you think that what we have right here, this first meeting, this twisted little smile wrapped around you, my arms here, your arms there, touching and feeling, you think passion, you think love, you think that's what I need? I respect it. You think that's the only thing that can compete with money? Well, what if I disagree? Come on then. Change my mind. Make it work. Or die trying. That's really it. You think that's enough to win? Well, I guess there's more than one way to win a rodeo. But the problem is, they stack it against you. Everyone knows, or thinks they know, who's gonna win. That's why everybody's so upset when theirs loses and they find out it's a game rigged by silly people who think they're smarter than everyone else. You know, it's funny, I got the contact while betting on one of those races. Do you want to know if I won or lost? Yeah, it was a loss. You see, the point of betting isn't to win. It's the thrill of it. I seek the thrill of it, as do most people who are addicted to it. So what kind of bet are you willing to make? What kind of sacrifice, what kind of juicy details can you tell me that'll make me want to spare your life? Oh, betting it all on your looks, on your personality, on your touch, on your taste. I don't blame you. Maybe I would do the same thing if there was a bigger fish hunting me. But is a tasty morsel better savored the way that you suggest? Or the way that I handle myself, carry myself, permit myself to do? Come on. If you try and run away, well, you'll be in pieces before you even realize it. So unless you want an express ticket to the afterlife, come on. Follow the nice sorcerer killer. So, what's your story? How'd you meet Megumi? It's really that simple, huh? It's strange how the red string of fate, it always has ways of taking you down a path and then scrambling it up. Cutting it, or just destroying you along the way. Maybe I'm that force of nature you fear so much, the one on your eyes that make it seem so weary for something to go right. Would you look at that? You might just have your chance. I mean, look, I'm not going to lie. It's not likely that you're going to survive all this. But on the off chance that you do, and you have some worth to me, maybe I'll let you have some sort of a freebie. Maybe I'll keep you stuck in my home. You see, I think I need someone like you. Call me lazy if you like, but I don't trust people who can't say what they mean. And so far, you've said it pretty clearly. I'm believing it. So unless I'm gullible, or you're convincing, or some mixture of the two, then I think you've been mostly truthful. And besides, knowing the name of my son isn't something anyone could know. It means you have something to do with this. This twisted web of fate. So, in you go. You first, I insist. Welcome. It's time for you to realize these four walls. They're as much your final resting place as a new beginning. At least until I decide what to do with you. Trying to seduce me? Or is that just an attempt at saving yourself? Regardless, this songless dance, I don't really hate it. But is it genuine, or out of necessity? Which way do you prefer? A life of checkboxes, dotted lines that never end, or one of genuine feeling that can't stop? Vulnerability. Do I trust you with that? I wonder about that. Do I seem the type to? I mean, no matter how much rein I gave you to tug and pull, to rip me apart, you couldn't do it. You're too weak. Or maybe I'm a colossal idiot, and you're way stronger than I think you are. And if that's the case, I guess, well, wouldn't the tables turn if this little relationship went down such a path? I wonder how you'd feel, gathering all that power, all that placated feeling, just to feel something genuine. That's why gamblers gamble. That's why addicts don't stop the drug, is because it's the closest thing to feeling they've ever had. You, I, or anyone else, we're just as bad as them, but we stick our noses up, acting like they're just secondhand, used, broken. What of the people that find themselves, their own vices laid bare? I just don't hide mine. That's why you'll see very quickly that this doesn't end with a kiss. Just like it doesn't end with a blade ripping through you like a canvas dyed red. But it could, if you want it to. That depends on how much you appease me, how much you matter to me. Don't play coy now. Sit. Enjoy. See? If you're shocked already, well, I guess it's only downhill from here. What? Something on my face? Or are you just into men like me? I feel like it's all contrived, and yet you're very good at masking it as genuine, regardless of your feelings of me. You've got into the deep end, haven't you? You know what this world sucks at. That's how you ended up with that bounty, I'm sure. I don't really pry into it. I don't really care. Because I'm not a perfect man. I think it's obvious with how bad of a father I've been. Do I regret it? Not really. Sometimes, but not always. That's how life is. Even if you want to be a saint, if you're just not cut out for it. Sometimes you're the devil. Other times you're the unsuspecting angel in someone else's story. But to me, right now, in the eyes of you staring back at me, what am I? The villain? The reaper? Or am I just a man? A man sent to kill you, that you ran and you hid from, quite terribly, I might say. That you had hope of living further. In what, my shadow? Have some self-respect for yourself and... That's your answer to all of this. To the subtle nuances that we've been discussing is just that. I like it. That simple, direct method. Not many would be able to say that in your shoes and not worry about getting stabbed. But you got away with it just fine. What? Now you're just looking at me different than before. Seeing me as a human yet. Might be good, might be bad to do that. I'd give you the whole warning, but I'm not a bottle of prescription. I'm not the doctor prescribing you it. I might be the cure or the cancer, baby. Why don't you find out? You're so gullible. You just go right in. Not favoring anything else, so... Why not? You wanna go too far with me? Do something stupid? I don't care. I can't care. Because honestly, at this point, whether I kill you or kiss you, it always ends the same feeling. Just this one's a little less vapid, and there's someone to talk to after. So I guess it's better. Though the cold hard cash on your head, it is a little tempting. It's like I'm kissing a stack of $100 bills right now. Does it make you nervous? Or excited? Does the danger I pose, holding you in these arms that could be strangling you, make you nervous? Make you happy? Make you feel something you couldn't put into words. I have feelings like that all the time. Welcome. Welcome to the world that people are never certain of almost anything. So what? What's your grand scheme now? Anything? No. How could you say no? It's your life on the line, not mine. Unless you have something planned already, you think you're smarter than me. In which case, well, you could always try. But that's not how I see it. And that's not what your body's telling me. Relax, I'm not saying it like some pervy old man. Instead, it's your posture, it's the way you're breathing, all of it. The subtle way that your hand moves when you think about something. There's ways to read how someone's feeling without them saying a word. Just most people don't pay attention to it. They get lost in what someone's saying, the smoke screen without the feelings. You get it, at least on some level. And that's why you're with me right now. Because you're not a complete idiot, or maybe you're an idiot who's very convincing at being something else. A distraction. A carnal, messed up distraction. Yes. I do work out. Is it not obvious? Or did you have to check by tracing that hand up my abs and down again for the sixth time since we've been holding each other. You're predictable, but at the same time, nobody isn't. It's just you have a bit of a unique feeling, where I was too cynical to think there'd be somebody with one. Oh, give it a break. Just take your compliment. There's no reason for it to be as messed up as you want it to be. Relax and let yourself go down the path you want the most. You're obviously not chasing oblivion, are you? Otherwise, you would have just done what everybody else does. The usual song and dance, beg for your life, I deny it. Kill you and I collect the money. But you're different in that you're stupid enough to think, holding my hand, holding my waist, sitting with me, two people in one chair. You know, in any other circumstances, this would be uncomfortable as hell. The only reason it's not is because there's some sort of unwritten rule here. Something is working. Something I don't understand why it's working. Just as you and I have something going here, I guess. And I don't mind it. You know, I always call the bullshit on people who think relationships only matter when you've known them for years. How shallow is that take? If it only matters how much time, then what of the people where it wouldn't matter how much time? What of the people you can tell with some sort of otherworldly feeling that they'd be better off than what they were meant to be? That fate was wrong? I'm considering it with you. Your eyes are asking if I meant you, by the way. So I answered it. You can thank me later. And while you're at it, instead of trying to go so hard into this, you could tell me what you really want, other than to just live. Could you call your life up to this point living? You didn't seem like you were thriving, no offense. Running. It's not that it literally gets tiring, of course it does. But it's more important than that. It doesn't happen for no reason. It doesn't happen in a vacuum. Lives like yours are orchestrated by a lot of mistakes. A lot of greedy people, a lot of stupid ones. And I bet you inherited that life. The world is rotten that way. That's why people like me exist. Don't go counting stars on me yet. That's not what this is about. I guess I'm curious where you saw your life when you close your eyes, rather than when they're open. Obviously, you probably don't want to die. Otherwise, it was so easy to end up like that. But then what do you want? Do you want someone to understand you? Do you want someone to hold you? Maybe someone to make the pain go away? Sorry to disappoint you, but I'm not an angel. I'm not God. But for now, I hold the keys to everything you could hope to accomplish in this blade here. You need to make a choice. Live and experience whatever this is. This strange, awkward little thing. or die, as perhaps fate had intended for you in any other circumstances. No doubt. Yeah, screw fate, right? I can't say I don't understand why. I think I'd do the same thing in your situation. Especially if my life was that hard, which... I guess it depends on who you ask, but... my life hasn't been easy either. Nobody's has. Life is painful, life is tough, blah blah blah. That's what everybody will tell you. But nobody cares. Nobody cares that it's hard. Until they do. Why do you think I care? It's easy. I'm a greedy man. And you aren't half bad. That greed that you have is still quite a lot, too. And regardless of how greedy I or you am, there's always a greed you can't fulfill. A feeling you can't escape, a thing that just tickles at the end of every sentence, that doesn't whisper in your ear what the words you need to hear are. I'm that feeling, that longing, that passion. And maybe I want to see how far it goes with you. How far you fall or rise. Whether you're a phoenix or just a firework. What do you think you are? I guess you get an A+ in confidence, don't you? Those retorts, like taken out of a book. I don't really mind it. In fact, I think that with you, it's just more convincing. You're dancing on the edge of oblivion, yet you still have something. You still have something going forward. A deck of cards stacked just so you can win nothing. Another breath might as well be the lottery. And if you lose it, well, it won't be by my hands right now. Though it'd be easy. A few seconds, a minute maybe, and you're gone. But now I keep thinking to myself that'd be such a waste. Such a damn waste. Instead, why don't we see exactly what you're dealing with? You leave it all in this little penance, so to speak. And we get to know each other that much more. In other words, shut up and kiss me. See, was that so hard? Baby, you have to be more honest with yourself. You just wanted to be loved, didn't you? You just wanted someone to actually care that you were struggling to be alive, but there was no one left, was there? Now there is. Solution found. Just as easy as that. So kiss me like you mean it. Maybe I'll be that savior you need, huh? Maybe I'll make things just a little less hard. Since it's too much for you alone, isn't it? Suit yourself, then. If you want to go down that rabbit hole, then you're gonna have to pay the price. You sure you got it in you? To try? Slipping through my defenses and I'm letting you get away with it. And even I'm asking what the hell I'm doing right now.
screw it. Might as well see what happens, right?
Certainly not wasting your time, are you? Don't stop then. If that's your conviction, let me feel it. Let me... You like this? No, you love it. If you're gonna go that far, then show me what you're so proud of, what you can do with all those nasty little thoughts I know are going through your mind. Look at how hard you've made me already. I'm giving you control because I feel like it. Is that a problem? You're enjoying this a little too much, ain't you? All that grinding, all the touching. You must really be attracted to me. Trust me, the feeling's mutual. God, is the feeling ever mutual? More than I can handle it. Whatever you've got. You're into some freaky shit, ain't you? Show me that. Oh God, your mouth is so warm. My tongue tells me you've learned how to use it. Good. I'll gladly accept such a gracious service. Hands will wander, I guess. You make a habit of squeezing my balls like that. God damn. You're so rough. Such a degenerate. That it? You want complete control? Well, good luck getting it, baby. Unless I give it. You can't be serious, can you? Adding edging to the mix. Fuck off. So you've got a little bit of talent with your mouth. Maybe the rest of you follow suit. Trying to smother me, huh? Were you greedy of how good I just felt? Or maybe you just like wrapping your thighs around my neck
and shoving that place right where it belongs. Fuck. You can take it. Smothering me is fun, huh? Enjoy the control while you can. This is gonna be fun, huh? Yeah. Ride me, baby. You like riding that face? Yes, you do. Acting tough now, I won't know. Want something more then? Is that why you stopped? And after making a mess, dripping down my chin. Look at you. Making a mess all over. I'm a mess too, so don't feel too bad. Yeah, take those last vestiges of restraint off and leave them at the fucking door. Because I want you to fuck me like you mean it. Come on, show me. Show me what you got, baby. Yeah. I like feeling your way like this. It's pretty nice, all things considered. Come on, then. If you're gonna fuck me hard, baby. God, you're so tight. You're so tight. You're so fucking tight. You're really taking advantage of this, aren't you? Yeah, so what? So fucking what? Keep going, then. Keep fucking going, then. Yeah, baby. Fuck, you feel good. God, do you feel good. Piece of that's it. Then do it, baby. Do it like you mean it. Yeah, fuck me like you mean it. Yeah. Ah.
and you itching for it like me. I love this. I love this. Fuck. You're addictive, you know that? So fucking good. Fuck. If fucking your brains out was the idea, the plan, if making me feel it like this was the plan, you probably succeeded in both. Cause I can't think of killing you if I just want to keep fucking you. Smartass. You would say that now. Fine. If that's how you view me, then that's just how it'll be. And if anything, if nothing else, you'll understand it, won't you? This place right here, with your thighs messed up, with right here, me connected to you. Heavy breaths, that smug smile. You're just full of surprises, huh? Surprises I want to dive right into, baby. Fine. Fine, baby. If that's what you want to live, life, if you can call it that, in my arms. Paying the tax to stay alive in such magnanimous ways as this. I'm not gonna argue. Definitely not gonna stop you. After all, I'm a lonely old man, aren't I? If that's what I look like, then fuck it. I'll be one just for you. Yeah, that's right. Stay right in my arms, baby. You earned this much, didn't you? And besides, whether you're fucking my brains out or I'm fucking yours, what matters is the feeling at the end of the day. Sure, you care about that moment at that moment. But if you got no one to share it with in the end, it'll be pretty fucking boring. And thankfully, neither of us have that problem right now. Do we? Always have to be an optimist, right? Stay right there. And just leave it all to me, okay? Or try and run. But I can't promise I wouldn't take you right back here. And discipline you a bit.